So today's daf is Lamed Daled. We're going to start at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Bet. And before we do that, I'm just going to review. And I made a sheet, which basically what today we're going to do is there were four shitot we mentioned. We only saw three of them yesterday. As to how we know that a shvur to Eidot is only by Mamon. So we can go through it on the sheet if you want. You can just look at it. And what we're going to do in the Gemara today, basically, on the other side of the sheet, I didn't actually finish the sheet to the very end of today's daf, but at least I got close, which is we're going to have on each opinion, the Gemara is going to go in order, starting with Rabbi Eliezer. There's a back and forth, question answers, question answer Rabbi Akiva, questions of Rabbi Yossi Aglia the Shita, some things that, you know, we infer from there, and then questions of Rabbi Shimon, which we haven't even seen yet. Okay, so that's going to be the basic, that's the whole entire structure of today's daf. It's these four opinions about the fact that Shvuah to Eidot is only by Mamon, and then a diyun into each Shita. Okay, so we'll quickly review the three we saw yesterday. Rabbi Eliezer says about the Owen, right, that it says right? It says Yada by our case of Shvuah to Eidot. We're going to compare it to Pikadon, which also says O. And since Pikadon is obviously Mamon, because it's Pikadon, Halva'a, Gezel, Oshek, right? It's all things have to do with money. Therefore, this is also going to be money. Okay, that's the first, and then we had a whole deal. What about Sota? What about, right, and so Sota has a Shvua and a Kohen, and what about Rotzeach, where there's a lot of O's, but that has nothing to do with Shvuot at all. Okay, so therefore, that was the small deal, but now we're going to have even more of a deal on that. Okay, Rabbi Akiva says, V'hayaki ye'asham l'achat me'ele. Right? And if you do any one of these things, you have to bring the Korban Olevi Orei. We've seen that pasuk a bunch of times because it's in the sugya of the Shvuah Bitoy and the Shvuah Eidot, etc. So now, on all the things you have to bring Korban Olevi, it says, if you're a Yasham Lechat Me'ele, so what are they darshan from here? Yesh Me'ele Shu Chayav, Yesh Me'ele Shu Patur. In other words, Me'ele comes to exclude certain things, right? And therefore it comes to say, well, only some of the things. So now they say, which things? Well, Mamon, yes, Davar Acher, no. Obviously, what the Gemara is going to say is that's a little arbitrary, right? It's not, the first one at least was clear how we got to Mamon. This one, you could have said Dabar Acher Kain and Mamon Lo. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he says, V'hu Eid O Ra'a O Yada, and therefore he says this is where we ended yesterday. There's a Duda Metkayamet B'Ri'iyah B'lo Yadiyah and B'Yadiyah B'lo Ri'iyah. And the only case you have where you could possibly have where they would see something but not yet, not really understand what was going on. That was with someone counting money, counting out money, giving it to someone, right? And they testified, we saw him doing that, but that wouldn't necessarily imply what the nature of the transaction was. Was he giving him money as a gift? Was he lending him the money, etc.? But yet we can accept that in a particular case. And also, Yediyah B'lo Ra'iyah, which is the person admitted in front of him that he had borrowed money from someone. And there, they never saw it, but they know it because the guy told him themselves. So that would be Yediyah B'lo Ra'iyah. And there's no such case of that by anything else, which, of course, is an assumption the Gemara is going to challenge. Okay, now we get to Rabbi Shimon. So starting from five lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Bet. Rabbi Shimon Omer Chayav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chiyev Kan V'Chiyev B'Pikadon. Right, there's Chiyev Shvua here, in Shvua Eidot, and there's Chiyev Shvua by Pikadon. Now, this is similar to Rabbi Eliezer because he's learning from Shvuah to Pikadon, but he's learning it in a different way. Rabbi Shimon learned it from Rabbi Eliezer learned it from the O-O. But here he's learning it from conceptually. Let's see what he says. So he says we're going to learn it from Pikadon, just like there at Tviat Mamon, also here at Tviat Mamon. Ve'od kavachomer. And really it's a kav, and additionally it's a kavachomer. Ma pikadon sha'asabo nashim kanashim krovim kirechokim psulim kiksherim v'chiyev al kol echad v'echad b'fnei beitim v'shalo b'fnei beitim v'chiyev al kol echad v'echad psik b'fnei beitim v'shalo b'fnei beitim. Okay, all these are about shvuah to pikadon. So, as opposed to shvuah to eidot, which we said doesn't apply to anyone who can't testify, so the pikadon applies in many more cases. Therefore, we're going to treat it as something kal. Easy to be mechayev a pikadon because you don't need all these criteria that you could be a woman, you could be a relative, you could be pasula eduv. Chayav kol echat ve'echat. Remember this: if you swear a number of times at the court, you're chayav each time. We're shvur to eduv. You're only chayav on the first one. Once you swear in court, you're no longer. We learned this already. If you swear again, it's a meaningless. It's not anything. It's not shvur to eduv. Bifnei beitim v'shalo bifnei beitim. Okay, it takes place both in the court and outside the court, the Shvuah to Pikadon. Eino medaber ela b'tfiyat mamon, and yet it's only tfiyat mamon, even though, in other words, what we're saying is like this. Even though it applies in so many cases, however, right, in other words, it applies, it's such a general, includes lots of cases. However, it's specific in that it's only tfiyat mamon. So therefore, edut, what edut, shelo asaba nashim kanashim, where it's much more stringent in terms of the criteria. Krovim kirechokim psulim kikshavim, right, they're not. Krovim are not like rechokim, and psulim are not like shavim. Ve'eino chayav el echat, you're only chayav one if you swear a number of times in the court. Bifnei beitin, it's only in the court. Eino din shelo yehe medaber ela b'tfiyat mamon. Right, so isn't it, wouldn't you then say, kal v'chomer, that it should, if that's so limiting, and the other one that's so not limiting is only in mamon, then this should also only be in mamon. But then he cancels his own kal v'chomer. And he says, the real issue with Rabbi Shimon is, where is he getting that we learn it from Pikadon? He doesn't have the O-O drasha. So he's saying, it's a kal v'chomer, we can learn it from Pikadon. But then he rejects his own kal v'chomer, and he says, Mala pikadon sheken lo asabo mushba kinishba umezi kishogeg. But pikadon has a chumrah, which is, we don't, or at least it doesn't, you would say like this, it doesn't apply, it's that there's something unique about that, and as first we said it includes everything. Now we're going to say, actually, you would call this, right, I said it's kal, it's really more like a chumrah. I said it right, I got confused with kal v'chomer. First, we're treating pikadon as if it's chamor, because it applies across the board. Let's put it that way. That's a better way to say it. It applies to so many cases, therefore we're machmir with it. We're going to treat it right, even if you're a woman, even if you're puzzled, even if you're this. You're going to be chayav der chayav on each one every time you make a shvua. Where shvua eidu, you're not. Therefore, shvua eidu must be more kal. That's the way we're viewing it. Sorry, my confusion. And then we're going to say, but wait. But pikadon has a kula that doesn't exist by shvora edut. And what's the kula? The pikadon, the mushba, is not like the nishba. Okay? That if you, someone, remember we had this whole thing, the shvora edut. Okay, let's put it on the board. Okay, shvora edut, we had the oshama kol ala, which meant that the classic case of shvora edut is which case? When someone's mashbia, right? Someone else makes you swear, and then you say, no, I amen, or you swear you didn't do it. Shvua pikadon is the case where he comes on his own, right? Okay, this is someone else, right? The agent is someone else comes, and pikadon is he comes on his own. So now they're going to say, because right, there's no mention of any other party, even though it's true someone's tovea you, but there's no mention of any other party. So they say like this. Pikadon lo asaba mushba kinishba. Nishba is the pikadon case, right, where you just come and swear on your own. But we don't say that the mushba is, right, that if someone makes you swear, you're going to be chayav. Umezi kishogeg. And we also don't say that you're chayav shvara pikadon if you're mezid. You're only chayav to bring a carbon if you accidentally, someone says you have a pikadon in my hands, and you say, what are you talking about? I don't have it. And you forgot that you really did have it. Then you bring a carbon. But if you're mezid, then what do we say? You can't bring a carbon, not because you're not guilty, but because the carbon is mechaper, and you don't deserve kapara for denying that you had someone's item in your hands. So he says, there's a debate, by the way, about both these things, okay? But Rabbi Shimon's saying, we'll get more into it later, Rabbi Shimon's saying, since pikadon is not mushba kenishba and not mezid kishogeg, whereas edut we know is mezid, and edut we know is also someone's mashbiayu, so it would be. As tomar edut shekena saba mushba kenishba umezid kishogeg. Okay, now this could be a little tricky, because what does he say? The mushba is like the nishba in edut, although remember, the classic case of edut is mashbia and not nishba. Okay, how did we learn, this whole thing is going to be a little convoluted, we're going to get to the end of today's daf, which is, how did we learn even that nishba is chayav and shvora edut? If you just come and swear on your own, I don't know any testimony, even though no one else was mashbia otcha, we learned it from pikadon. So it's going to be a little circular. And also we learn from pikadon about mashbia. The whole thing's a little circular. But let's start with this now. He says, so it's not like this. And therefore, there's no kal v'chomer. We knock out the kal v'chomer. You might have thought to say a kal v'chomer. Rabbi Shimon says, but in fact, we don't. Talmud Lamar, so how do we learn it from pikadon? Not from the O-O, but from techta, techta, l'gzera shava. We've seen this l'gzera shava. That's where we learn mushba kenishba on both, and etc. Techta, techta, l'gzera shava. Ne'amar kan techta, v'ne'amar lahan techta. Okay, here are the words techta. In Vayikra Hey Aleph, in our pasuk, nefesh ki techta v'shama kol alah, etc. V'hu edo rahu yada. Okay, and the other pasuk is in perk, is the same perk pasuk kaf aleph. Nefesh ki techta u'mala mal ba'ashem v'chichesh ba'amito b'pikadonu b'tumiyadu b'gezel lo ashakit amito. So the same thing, techta. So we make gzera shava, and therefore we're going to learn this is pikadon is tfiat mamon, also edut is tfiat mamon. Okay, now, like I said, because if you didn't know this, it would be a little confusing where we get a matkif la Rabba Bar Ula. You'd think he's matkif the last thing, but no, we're going to go back, like I said, to, okay, you can use the chart, it'll help you. We're going back to Rabbi Lazar Shita. Okay, I'm not going to repeat them each time, but I'll just repeat them in a word, but you can always look back at the chart to see. So now we're going back to Rabbi Lazar, who learned it from these O's, okay? O Ra'a, O Yada. So from there, we're going to learn to the O's in Pikadon. So matkif la, place for a second. Okay. Matkif la Rabba Bar Ula. Oh, bitoy yochichu. But wait, also by Shvua bitoy, there's O's. You remember? O nefesh ki tu shavalavatevis vatayim lahara o lahetiv. There's also two O's there. So why don't we learn from there? Shehen Owen, v'yeshi mahem shvua, v'eini mahem kohen, right? It's not like sota, which we rejected, where we said sota is a unique thing because it has a kohen. But shvua bita is exactly the same. It's also shvua. Umidabrim shelo b'tviat mamon. And we know that shvua bitoy, that's what, right? That's what, if you don't remember, that's if you say, I will eat, I won't eat, right? That obviously isn't necessarily connected to only mamonot. So why don't we suggest that? In which case we wouldn't learn the Tshuvot HaEdut only applicable in mamonot cases. So now the answer, mistabra mipikadon havalele me'elaf. No, it still makes more sense to say mipikadon shekein techta mitechta. Okay, now they're combining it with Rav Shimon, Zera Shava. They're saying, well, if you're gonna have O and O and O, right, you have it in Pikadon, you have it in Edut, and you have it in Bitoy, well, let's find the one that's the most similar, because not only does it have O, it also has Techta. So it's like O plus Techta. Therefore, we're gonna learn it from Shvuah to Pikadon. So then they say, Adraba, mi Bitoy have a Leila Me'elaf, but there's another similarity it has to Bitoy that doesn't have to Pikadon, which is what? If you notice, what did I say? When I quoted the Pikadon Pasuk, it's in Vayikra, the same parak, but Pasuk Kafhe. If you remember, we learned the beginning of the parak lists all the cases that what? It's a Korban Olevi Yored. Okay? You have a unique Korban Olevi Yored, which is a Korban Chatat also. And so what are we going to say here? Mi bitoy avalele melech sheken chatat mechatat. Right? In other words, Shvuah Bitoy and Shvuah HaEdut have a unique similarity in that you bring a korban chatat for them. Whereas, when it comes to the pikadon, what do you have to bring? A korban asham. So therefore, it's true, the words techtat, techtat appear, but they say bring the same type of korban. Ela mistabra mi pikadon havalei lemelech. They say, no, better to learn it from pikadon. Why? Shekein, now we're going to see all the similarities between pikadon and HaEdut. Chet, which means, right, it says chatat in the pasuk. Bimezid, okay, they're both applicable if you do it on purpose. This goes against what Rabbi Shimon said, right? But now we're going to say, no, in fact, Shvuah Pikadon, and how do we know this is the case? Because we learned the Gzera Shava between them. Because of the Gzera Shava, they have all these similarities in the halakha. The Shvuah Pikadon is, in fact, bimezid. Tave v'kafre, they're both in cases where somebody claimed something about you. You know Egypt for me. You stole money, right? You have my money in your hands, never returned it. And kafre, and you denied the claim. Where shvua bitoy is you swore you were going to do something and then you didn't do it. That has nothing to do with a tovea and a kfira. Ve'avre, it's l'sha'avar. Okay? It has to do, both of these have to do with something that happened in the past. You know Egypt for me. You know, right? Something that happened. You took my money and never returned it. Okay? Whereas, Shvua Bitoy is on the future. Again, whether or not you hold a Rabbi Akiva, where it includes also the past, but the fact is, the basic pasuk talks about future. Lahara o lehetiv, to do something in the future. So it has all these similarities to Pikadon, and therefore, adif mi Pikadon. Gemara says, and we've seen this type of structure many times, where they list a whole bunch of things, and they say, well, that's similar to the other, in many ways also. And in the end, what do they always say? Well, it's a numbers game, right? This is similar in more ways to one and then the other, and that's where we're going to go with that. So Adrama Bibitoy Havale Lamela Shekain Chatat. Okay, it's right. This is like a mnemonic. Chatat Sheyarda Lechomesh. Okay, that's the mnemonic. So they both have a korban chatat. Sheyarda, it's a korban olev yored, not just a chatat, but it's the specific type of chatat that's olev yored. And lechomesh, that you don't have to pay a chomesh if you do. You know, Shvuah Bitoy, of course, there is no chomesh. And Eidut also, there is no chomesh. And as if you don't testify for someone, you don't have to pay this extra chomesh. Where is the chomesh? In Pikadon. If you say, I deny that I have your item, and then it turns out I was lying, then you have to pay back the item that you owe plus an additional chomesh. And that doesn't exist by Eidut, and therefore Eidut is more similar to Bitoy. So then the Gemara answers, like I already said, Hanach Nefishan. There's a longer list, right? It's more similar in more ways to Pikadon, and that's where we're going to learn it from Pikadon. Okay, that was all within Rabbi Eliezer. Now we're moving on to Rabbi Akiva. So again, he said, Vayaki Yasham Lecha Me'ele. So again, what does he say? Me'ele comes to limit. Only some, not all. Only some, not all must be not Mamono. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Vahayaki Yasham Lecha Me'ele, Yesh Me'ele Shu Chayav, Yesh Me'ele Shu Patur, Haketzad, Tva'o Mamon Chayav, Tva'o Devar Acher Patur. So the Gemara says, like I kind of suggested when we learned it, Ipuchana. Why wouldn't you switch it and say, maybe it's limiting and that everything else you have a Shvuah Eidut about, but not Mamono. So Rabbi Akiva, owing to Rabbi Eliezer Samach, how did he get to the fact that if we're going to limit, which ones are we going to limit? We're going to limit it to Mamonot, because he darshens the O's of Rabbi Eliezer, right? That it's O-O, okay? This is like what we did with Rabbi Eliezer. We said, how did he get to that? Because he darshens the Gzeira Shava. So also here, we're going to kind of combine Shitot. So he, in fact, holds like that, okay? So then they say, well, my benayu, then what's the difference between them? If he holds by the O's, then what's the difference? But so what we really have to read it like is like this. What is Rabbi Akiva adding by saying, me'ele, we're going to assume is a little bit more limiting, okay? Which means that not only is it going to be limited just to mamonot, but even within mamonot, there's going to be some cases of mamonot where you're chayav and some cases where you're not chayav. Whereas if you just darshan O-O and you don't have any me'ele to limit, then you're just limiting it to mamon. It's almost like this klalu prat and ribu and amiut. It's not exactly, but it's saying that me'ele is going to be a little bit more limiting. If Rabbi Akiva holds it, Rabbi Eliezer, but adds this additional me'ele, we're going to limit one more additional case. So, my benayu, ben Rabbi Eliezer, ben Rabbi Akiva, ika benayu, mashbia ede karka. If you're mashbia ede karka, in other words, edim were coming to testify about land and not about metaltalin, le Rabbi Eliezer chayavin, le Rabbi Akiva p'tuin. He's going to limit the case of edut on karka. Okay, he's going to say that that doesn't apply. Okay, why would that be? Because shvuat apikadon is also... One second. Right, Machayev Hashem al Karka. Zuchayavim. Right, I think there's a debate about whether by Shvuat HaPikadon you're Chayev on Karka or not. So therefore he's going to say that it's the same machloket here. Okay, just one second. Right, there's a machloket about whether, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Dafka, when it comes to Pikadon, Shvuat Pikadon, he says that includes Karka. So we're going to assume that Rabbi Akiva excludes that case. Okay, and therefore also by Eidut, he's going to exclude the case of Eidut Karka. But then they're going to say, but wait a minute. L'Rabbi Yochanan da'amar ha'atam, but Rabbi Yochanan, the machloket there about Eidut Karka, says Mashbia Eide Karka. Okay, he thinks everyone agrees that you're Mashbia Eide Karka. And therefore, afilu Rabbi Eliezer, oh, sorry, I said it wrong. Hatam mashbia de karka, afilu Rabbi Eliezer p'turin. He thinks, Dafka, everyone would agree, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree, that when it comes to Shvuat Eidut, you're pacher on karka. So therefore, ha hamayika bein Rabbi Eliezer le Rabbi Akiva. So what's going to be the difference la'alacha between them? By the way, there's Rishonim who have the opposite girsa by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, who would be machayev and who would be patur. This is a bit of a complicated section to understand. The Rishonim struggle with exactly what's going on here. Anyway, what do they say? My Ika, so what's going to be the difference between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? Ika Benayu, Ede Knas, which goes back to our sugya from yesterday, which we didn't have an answer about. They're going to say, oh, maybe the machloket is, do we limit Ede Knas and say there is no Shvuah Eidot and Eidot Knas? And that would be Rabbi Akiva, who's more limiting, and Rabbi Elazar, who includes more cases, will even include the Ede Knas. Okay? So that would resolve, you know, at least, I don't know, it would resolve. It would show there's two different opinions about it in the Tana'im. Wouldn't resolve exactly what we do halacha lamasa. Okay, moving on now to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer b'hu ed o ra'a o yada. Ve'iduda matkeyem b'ri'ya b'lo yadiyo b'di'ya b'lo ri'ya katu medaber. Right, and therefore it must be mamono because it has to be ri'ya b'lo yadiyo, yadiyo b'lo ri'ya, and there is no such case outside of dinim mamono. So amar le'er of papa la'abaye. Okay, what is this? How would you call this in other terms? Yadiyo. Ri'ya below yediyah. Ri'ya below yediyah means you saw something, but it's not so clear what had happened in the case, right? So we saw the case where the guy was counting money and giving it to the other person, but you didn't understand, right? Imagine they're in a soundproof room, you can't hear what's going on, right? You see something going on, but you don't really know what happened there. So, but yet we showed yesterday there were some different opinions about exactly what the case was, that this would actually work in a court. But we call that circumstantial evidence. That's what we would call it in English. So now we're going to say, according to him, circumstantial evidence can never be used in any case outside of Dine Mamano. And when it comes to Dine Mamano, so we can find cases where it would work, but certainly not outside Dine Mamano, and therefore it's clear that it's only Dine Mamano. The Shvuat HaEdut is only going to apply in a Mamon case. So now they question this. Amar le'Rav Papa La'Abaye. Lema Rabbi Yossi Aglili Lele de Rabbi Acha. It sounds from here that Rabbi Yossi Aglili must not hold by Rabbi Acha. What does Rabbi Acha say? We've seen this actually. Ditanya, okay, this was in Baba Batra, it's also in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Acha Omer Gamal Ha'ochir Ben Agmalim. If you see a Gamal in the, what's the word? He's
in heat.
In heat, right, that's what I was looking for. The Gamal is in heat. Vinimtza Gamal Harug Bitzido, and you see a dead camel. You can assume, right, here we go, circumstantial evidence, you can assume that he's the one who killed them. Now, di'itle de Rabbi Acha, now this, of course, is not a dine nefasho case, this would be a dine momono case, okay? But if you take this one step further and you use Rabbi Acha's opinion to understand this braita, okay, we're going to see this braita, then it seems like Rabbi Acha would hold the same thing in a dine nefasho case. How so? In which case, what are you going to have? You're going to have a case where circumstantial evidence could be used in dine nefashot, which must mean that if Rabbi Acha holds that, then Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who doesn't think that that's the case, must not hold by Rabbi Acha. That's what we're assuming. That even in the Gamal case, he wouldn't hold by him. Okay, how so? Okay, you could find that case, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, like this case in the Braita about Shimon ben Shetach. Ditanya. Now we're going to hear a story. Okay, from the story, we're going to infer what Rabbi Acha would say here. D'tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Ere'eh ben Nechama, Im lo ra'iti echad, this is like a way of swearing, like I know this is the case, Sheratz achar chavero lechorva, okay, there was a guy who was running after his friend into a chorva, V'ratzti acharav, and I chased him, U'matzati sayif biyado v'dam etavteh v'harug meparper. Okay, I saw a sword in his hand, blood was dripping out of the sky, and the harug was, you know,
Twitching.
Amarti lo, Rasha, mi harago lezeh. O ani, o ata. He says to him, you know, look, it's obvious we're the only two people here. It's either you or it's me. Aval ma aseh, she'ein damcha masur biyadi, but what can I do? Because your blood is not in my hands to do anything with it, meaning I have no control power over this. She'arei amra toha, al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumata met. Okay, in other words, you need to have witnesses, and we don't have witnesses. Okay, now there's two ways you could read this, okay? Either, you know, let me just finish one more minute. What is he continues his statement? Okay, that statement already is a little unclear. I'll get back to it. Ela hamakomi paramimcha, right? So only God will be able to do anything in this case. Amru, lozazu misham adshenes chachon nachash umate. Okay, and then they didn't leave there until he got bitten by a snake and died. Okay, so in other words, God punched him. But what's the point here? What does he say? I can't do anything because I don't have aiding. Now, what does that seem to imply? According to Rabbi Acha, what would it imply? It would imply if it were me and somebody else, we could testify in court even though we don't have full evidence. It's just circumstantial evidence because we didn't actually see the killing. That would be a case of Re'iyah below Yediyah, right? They see a scene, but they don't exactly know what all the details are.
Not necessarily.
could also be, I don't have any.
Yafe. So the other way to read this is if what the Gemara is assuming is if you're Rabbi Acha, you would read it that way. And therefore, Rabbi Acha could have a case of this. If you're not Rabbi Acha, then how do you read this? That there's no edim, right? He used the pasuk of shnayim edim v'shloshah edim. He didn't mean the numbers. He was referring to, we don't really have testimony, and you can only convict someone based on testimony, and this isn't good testimony. But the assumption is, if you have Rabbi Acha, who would hold up by the camels, he would hold it here, and therefore we must assume that Rabbi Yosef Glida doesn't hold by Rabbi Acha. Okay. So now the Gemara says, no, afilu tema itle de Rabbi Acha. You could explain it by Rabbi Acha, but what did Rabbi Yosef Glida say? Notice he brought two cases. Bishlama yediyah below re'iyah, mishkachala. It's true, yediyah below re'iyah. You could, oh, actually, right, so they're claiming this is, sorry, this is my mistake. This is yediyah below re'iyah. He knew what happened, even though he didn't see it, right? That's right, he saw the scene after. It's more like the Hoda'ah case, where someone admitted to him what they did, right? So here, this would be a case of yediyah, he knows without seeing, right? He knew that the guy killed him because there was nobody else there and it was obvious and he had the sword in his hand and everything seemed to indicate, but he didn't actually see the case. So you could have a case of that outside of Mamonot. But Re'iyah below Yediyah, Hechem Mishkachala, you can't have a case where you saw someone murder someone but you don't actually know. Now, what would it mean you saw someone murder but you don't know? What don't you know? Okay, going back to who's obligated, if you're obligated if you murder certain type people, remember? Like, Milo bai meida, don't you need to know? Im ovei kochavim harag, o Yisrael harag, im adam trefa harag, o shalem harag. Right? In other words, you can't possibly come and testify and say he killed a person without knowing. Was the person Jewish or not Jewish? Because you won't get killed if the person's not Jewish. Was the person about to die anyway? Or was he in perfect condition before you killed him? Because again, if he's a trefa and he was going to die anyway, then you're not obligated the death penalty. So since there is no possible case of re'iyah below yediyah, where you saw a murder but you didn't know the details of the case, was the person, you know, is it the person that he killed, was he liable for killing him of getting the death penalty? Therefore, so it's true, you could have a case of dinei mamonot, but you couldn't have the re'iyah below yediyah, and therefore, shema minah, kasav Rabbi Yosi, that's the end. Okay? So therefore, we assume that he could, in fact, hold like Rabbi Acha. It's just the other case would prove that it's only Mamonot, not that one. Now we're going to say something else that comes out of Rabbi Yossi. This is Rabbi Yossi Aglia. This is another maskana you can come to from what he says. Shema mina kasava Rabbi Yossi Aglili, mashbia eide knas patur. It must be, he thinks, about in the eide knas case, that you're not chayav. Why? Disal kadat chayav. Now we're going to prove here, again, you can't have, one of the cases won't exist. There's no such thing in knas. Now, what's the classic case of knas? The ones or mafata, okay, where you have to pay knas. So now he says, if you thought you were chayav, it must be a de knas. Nihidi yediyah below re'iyah eshkechana. You could have a case where someone would know, because let's say the guy admitted, I raped this woman, okay? But you could have that below re'iyah eshkechana. But re'iyah below yediyah, milo bai meida nochrit ba'al, bai Yisrael ba'al, betula ba'al, bu'ula ba'al. Doesn't he need to know the details of what type of person this was who got raped? Was she a Jewish person or not a Jewish person? Was she a virgin? Was she not a virgin? If she's not a virgin, then it's not onus, according, right? It's not the onus that you have to pay the knas for. And obviously, it's rape, but it's not, according to the Torah, the rape is when he rapes a betula.
But so, unlike with a dead body, it's a little easier to find out those details. And it's relevant. You ask her.
Right. I actually was thinking it's much more complicated to figure out is a woman a virgin or not. Like, how do you find that out?
All right, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a little more, I actually think it's somewhat complicated.
But at least there's a way to find out that they didn't have with the dead body that's twitching. You can't ask him anything.
Right. That's true. Okay. So anyway, that's what they say. They say there can't be such a case. And therefore, we assume that Rabbi Yosef Glili must say that Mashbiya Ede Knas is Patur because of that. Now we're going to have another thing that comes out of this. If you remember, we had these cases of the counting money. So now we're going to say like this. Yatav Rav Hamnuna Kamedu Rav Yehuda. Rav Hamnuna was Rav Yehuda's student. Rav Hamnuna sat in front of Rav Yehuda. The Yatav Rav Yehuda Vakame Baile. Rav Yehuda was thinking out loud with the student in front of him. Okay, what's going to happen is this. He's going to think out loud a question, and his student's going to say, that's not even really a question. It's obvious where it goes. And then Rav Yehuda's going to say, wow, you're really smart. Mana miniticha bifnei ploni uploni ve'edim ro'ino tomi b'chutz mai. Okay, if someone's counting money in front of two witnesses,
they're outside.
Right, but the two witnesses are outside. Okay, in other words,
they didn't see him receive the money.
Right. They didn't see him receive. No, they did see. They saw him counting out the money. Right. They weren't in the room. Okay. Meaning that the person who received the money didn't necessarily know the edim were there. Okay. So Amar le Rav Hamnuna. So now the question is, right? The person. Right, Rashi says it. Lo hikir hanidba bahen. Okay. And then they come to court. And he says, I gave you this money. And the guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. And we have edim that show that he knew what he was talking about. So, well, we don't know exactly yet what the nitba said. It's going to sort of depend. And as Rav Yehuda is thinking out loud without saying what the nitba's claim was. So Rav Hamnuna says very simply, well, it depends what the nitba was claiming. Amarle Rav Hamnuna v'halam matoen. What's the other guy claiming? Iyamar lo hayu dvarim me'olam huchzak kafran. In other words, edim, this is, I always go back to this because I always found this really interesting. In Gittin, we saw this case where you say something and then the person says, lo ayu dvarim me'olam, and yet you have witnesses hiding behind the fence. You know, you hid these witnesses and you said, you owe me money, and the guy said, yeah, I owe you money. And then the question was, when he said, yeah, I owe you the money, did he really mean it, or was he just saying, yeah, I owe you the money, give me a break, right? So he was sarcastically. Now, if you have edim that see that he said it, then you can say, well, you said yes, but then he could say, but that's not what I meant. Right? So, but then they say, if he says, lo ayu dvarim me'olam, the Sugi and Gittin says like this, if he says, lo ayu dvarim me'olam, I don't know what you're talking about, I never said yes. And if he says, yes, but I was mishata ani b'chai, I was just joking, I was saying it sarcastically, then he can claim that. But if he says, I never did that, well, we have edim that said he said it. But then the other opinion said, what do you mean? They say, midi b'chdi lo d'chi re'inche. Something somebody says sarcastically, they're not expected to remember that. It was just an interaction that was meaningless to me. So when I said yes, I was just being sarcastic, and I went on and I didn't remember. Right? It goes back to the whole memory thing, right? I'm not expected to remember something like that. I'm expected to remember if I borrow money from you. But I'm not expected, and I'm expected to remember if you claimed I owed you money and I said no and there were edim there and it was a whole public, you know, somehow, you know, public in the sense that we invited edim to testify to witness this interaction. But if I didn't know there were witnesses and I thought it was some random conversation between us, I'm not expected to remember that. So this is going to be the same type of sukkah. So first we say, Rav Hamnuna says like this, if he says, then he must be a liar because this interaction clearly happened. We have edim to testify, and the guy claims it never happened. And iamar in shaklev, yes, I did take the money. Vididi shaklev, but you were just returning me my own money. Then kiatu edim my have. Then what? The edim were totally meaningless in this case. So Rav Hamnuna basically says, either you know the edim prove that the guy's lying, in which case obviously we're going to go by them because the guy said this never happened. Or, right, forget about what I told you about the, you know, he's not expected to remember. The assumption is, yes, he should remember at this point. And the second thing is, if he says, I do remember that interaction, well, then the edim are useless because the edim are just testifying that there was a transfer of money, but they're not testifying to whose money it was and where it was, what the purpose of the transfer was. Amarle, Hamnuna, so now Rabbi Yehuda says to him, Hamnuna at ul ta. In other words, you should go in and go because you're really, you know, you're special, right? You're very smart. Hahuda amar le l'chavre. Now we're going to have another case. Okay, they actually don't say it about this case, but they're going to say it about the next case. Hahuda amar le l'chavre. Mana maniti l'chabet sad amud zeh. Okay, he says, I counted out money to you next to this amud. Amar le, lo avarti bet sad amud zeh. I never went on the side of that amud. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, very pleasant. They said, right, somebody saw him urinating next to that wall on that side. So he actually was there. Rish Lakish, so Rish Lakish says this guy's obviously lying. Matkifla Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Haidina Parsaihu, you're judging him like the Parsim would judge him. Like, you guys have a messed up, perverted system of justice here. Mika Amar Me'olam. He wasn't saying, he never said, I've never gone. Maybe I actually said it wrong because I'm confused by the nexus. Lo avarti b'tzad amud zeh means I didn't go on that side of the amud to do that interaction that you were talking about. Maybe I went there to urinate, but that's not, you know, I just said, I never went there for this esek. Ka'amrle. Ika da'amre, some people said that the whole interaction was like this. Hahu da'amrle l'chavre, manamaniti l'chabetzad amud zeh. In the case was here where he says, I've never, ever gone b'tzad amud zeh. This makes more sense that they would have brought it in this case, right? So then witnesses come that say they saw him urinating on the side of the amud. So now Rav Nachman says, right, last time Rav Nachman, in the first version, Rav Nachman said, what a crazy halacha that you're just saying this guy's a liar. Here Rav Nachman himself says the guy must be lying for the same reason, because what did Rav Nachman say in the last case? Well, he didn't say lo olam. In this case, he said lo olam, so Rav Nachman said, oh, since he said lo olam, right, remember, these are two versions of what Rav Nachman actually said. It's not like it happened in two cases. Amarle Rav Rav Nachman, kol milta de lo ramya le inish, avilava lava date. And here comes the thing like in Gittin. He says, anything that people do, right, that's not something you're supposed to remember, right, the guy's not necessarily going to remember. The fact that he urinated there doesn't mean, right, when he says, I never went on the side of this amud, he meant for any purposeful, you know, action. And certainly not, he wasn't referring to that, and therefore you can't assume the guy's lying when he says that. Okay, and even though they don't bring this up in the earlier case, I think it would also be relevant in the earlier case about the counting money. Now, counting money, you might say, is more of a different scenario where there's much more to be said. You know, you should remember an interaction like that, and maybe that's why they don't bring it. Right? It's not the same as the case in Gittin where the guy says, you owe me money, and you say, oh, yeah, right. Here, the guy was actually handing him money, so he should remember the interaction where someone's actually handing him money. Okay, whereas this is a little bit different. Okay, now we get to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chayav Kan, Chayev Kan, Chayev Pikadon. Okay, so now, what we're going to have like this is, he says, okay, we have to remember Rabbi Shimon, that's where we started today. Okay, you can look back at the sheet if you want on the chart. The bottom of the chart, it says, Chayev Kan, Chayev Pikadon, right? Malahalan is only Tviyam Amon, Avkan only Tviyam Amon, and we should make a Kav Chomer. Okay, I'm going to go through the whole thing just so we remember without reading every detail. Just like Pikadon, right, is more Kal, because it's kind of across the board. There's no unique specific details about when it can apply. It applies across the board. Therefore, Egypt, which is much more specific, it has very specific guidelines where it's applicable, where it's not, is going to be the same, right? It, just like there, it's not only Tviyat Mamon. Here, it's also going to be only Tviyat Mamon. But then we say no, because Pikadon has... I'm sorry. No, I said it wrong again. Oh, no. Okay, let's try again. Right, I keep thinking because it's a kal v'chomer, but it's not. Kal v'chomers work in different ways each time. So, sorry. Pikadon is more chamor because it's applicable in all sorts of cases. And, right, it's easier to be mechayev for it. But then we say, oh, no, we can knock down the kal v'chomer because, in fact, pikadon isn't applicable in all these cases. Remember, edut is mashbia or nishba. And pikadon is only nishba on his own. And pikadon is not... it's only in shogeg and not in mezid. Okay, right? Edut is mezid v'shogeg. Okay, so therefore we're going to say that we knock out the kavachomer, and then he says in the end we learn from Xereshah. So now, we know one thing to be a fact, and we're going to have a whole bunch of different explanations as to what exactly happened here. Mechako alei b'ma'arava. It was clear that in Eretz Yisrael they mocked his opinion. But now we don't know what they mocked about his opinion. So we're going to have a number of explanations as to why they mocked his opinion. My choka, what was the choka that they laughed about him, the mockery they made of his opinion? Dekatane, so here's the first attempt. Malapikadon shekein lo asaba mushba ki nishba mezid ki shogeg. Right? They laughed at the part where he claims, but pikadon, right, has something that's more kal than... Edut. So lo asaba mushba ki nishba mezik ki shogeg. Michdi mushba mipi atzmo be'edut l'Rabbi Shimon minale. But where in fact, this is where I told you, it's going to get a little circular. How do we know that edut you're chayav for mushba v'nishba? Because right? Remember, in edut the pasuk is referring to mushba, where somebody said oh shama kol Allah, and then he responds to the shvua that somebody else makes, and he says yes, I swear that I don't know edut. So how do we know you're chayav also on nishba? Don't we learn it from pikadon? Right? So minale, gamar mi pikadon. Right? Why is it so obvious to Rabbi Shimon that mushba v'nishba is relevant to edut? Because nishba must be, mushba we know, because that's the Torah. But nishba, it must be, de gamar mi pikadon. And pikado nami mushpa mi pi acherim nigmar me'edut. So if you're going to learn one from the other, why are you learning one from the other? Because you have this gzeirah shavah where you learn one from the other. Well, if you learn one from the other, then you should learn the pikado is also mushpa v'nishpa, right? In other words, you should... This is, we saw this on the daf a few dapim ago, that we're going to learn nishba from pikadon and we're going to apply that to edut. And we learn mushbas, where someone else makes you swear, from edut, we're going to apply that to pikadon. So therefore, you can't say that it's a kula by pikadon, that it doesn't exist by nishba, because if you're going to learn, that it doesn't exist by mushba, because if you're going to learn one from the other, then you're going to learn one from the other in both directions. Okay, so we're going to have to say, so that's what we're assuming is the chokah, that they laughed at him and they said, what are you saying that for? It makes no sense. If you're going to learn one from the other, then you're going to learn one from the other also. So therefore, they say, right, so nigmar me'edut, umay chokah. So then what? Now they say, why do you think that that's a chokah? Okay, why do you think that that's a mockery? No. Why are you assuming that they're right, that they're guessing what they laughed at him about. They said it must be that that's what they laughed at him about. But they say no, not necessarily. Dilma Rabbi Shimon ba kavachomer maitela. Maybe he learned it out in a kavachomer. He didn't learn it from this gzeirah shavah where then we would apply one to the other and the other to the other, right? So how did he learn that nishba is going to be chayav in a shvuat ha'edut, not from pikadon, in which case he would learn also by pikadon both, but he must learn it from a kavachomer maitela. Mipi acherim chayav, mipi atzmo lo kol shekein. That's if others cause you to swear and you swear. All the more so if you swear in your own volition, you're going to be chayav a shvuat ha'edut. Therefore, that's not the chokah. So let's try the second attempt. Ela chokah amezik kishogeg. Okay, if it's not on the first phrase of what he said, maybe it's on the mezik kishogeg. Dekatane mala pikadon shekein lo asaba mushba kinishba mezik kishogeg. Michti mezi gabe edut minale. How do you know that it's mezid by edut? How do we know that? Dilokti be v'ne'elam. Remember, it doesn't say the words v'ne'elam imenu v'hutame v'ashem. Right? We saw that in all the other cases. V'shvo bitoy. Right? It says v'ne'elam by yediyat atuma. It says v'ne'elam. All those are shogeg cases. Here it doesn't say shogeg, so it must be mezid. Well, if you're going to say that, here comes the chokah. It makes no sense what you're saying, because pikadon, hachanami lokti be v'ne'elam. It doesn't say ne'elam anywhere in that pasuk. The pikadon pasuk gives no indicator that you're not chayav mezid. So amar lehu Rav Huna says, umay chokah, why do you think that that's a mockery of his opinion? No, it's very clear why pikadon, it's obvious it's shogeg. How so? Not because it doesn't have the words v'ne'elam, but there's a different reason. That's if you say the whole reason we can prove that edut is mezid is because v'ne'elam doesn't appear there, and then we can apply that to pikadon. No, but there's something else by pikadon that they're saying they laughed at him because they said, what do you mean it's a chayav mezid? Of course it's chayav mezid. There's no ne'elam there. There's no indicator at all. But they said, no, there is an indicator. What is it? Adigamar lam me'ila. My chokah. Dilma mezid delav kashogeg bepikadon. How do we know that mezid is not like shogeg bepikadon? Maybe you can learn it out. Me'ila. Okay, from the chiyuv of me'ila. What's me'ila? When you use hekdesh, if you remember, if you use hekdesh items, you have to bring this korban hasham, but it's only if you did it bishogeg. Okay, so therefore, we're going to learn it from me'ila. Now, ma kesher be me'ila lepikadon. If you remember the pasuk, what does it say? Nefesh kitechta. Why does it say those words? First of all, it's not even about Hashem. It's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So it's coming to tell you that this is like Me'ila. Okay? And therefore, what does it say by Me'ila? Nefesh kitim o ma'al v'chata bishkaga mikotche Hashem. Okay? It says there clearly it's bishkaga. So therefore, we're going to learn it from Me'ila. Now we're going to go back to that same thing about which one do we learn it from? How many things? How many ways is it similar to which one? Okay, because in theory you could learn it from Shvuat Eidut and say it's Chayev Mezid, or you could learn it from Ilan and say it's Chayev only B'Shogeg. So Rav Huna says that's not a chokah, because really you could say you learn it from Pikadon. Pikadon Mimi'ila Rabbi Shimon Gamarla. The Hainu chokah. So now we're going to suggest a different chokah. Adigamarla Mimi'ila Nigmarla Me'edut. No, but maybe you could say, why should you learn it from Me'ila? You should learn it from Eidut. And if you learn from Eidut, then it should be Chayav Mezid. And then again, it's a chokah. So what do they say? Mistabra mi Me'ila havale lemela. Really, it makes more sense to say we learn it from Me'ila. Why? Shekein Me'ila mi Me'ila. because it says Me'ila there and it says Me'ila there. So they say, Andrabam, Be'edut Havale Lemelef Shekain, Techta Mi Techta, but we have the Gzeira Shava, Techta Techta, so that should be stronger. So Mistabra Mi Me'ila Havale Lemelef, and now we start getting into all the list of similarities. Shekain Me'ila Bakol Nehene Bekavua Chomesh Va'asham. It's similar to Me'ila in all these ways. Me'ila, number one, it says the word Me'ila. Bakol, it applies across the board, which for what Eidut is limited to men, right? Men, not women. Psulim, ksherim, not psulim. Rechokim, not krovim. Okay, so, but yet, Pikadon and Me'ila apply across the board. Nehene, both those cases, Pikadon, you're Nehene from the person's object. Hektesh, you're Nehene from the Hektesh. If you don't testify for someone, there's no Hana'ah for you. It's for a third party that you're not testifying. It has nothing to do with you. Kavua, in Me'ila and Pikadon, you bring a Korban Kavua, which we're going to see as an Asham for both of them. That's going to be another similarity. As opposed to the Korban Olev Yored, which isn't Kavua, which is by Eidut. Chomesh v'Asham, right? You have to bring Chomesh for Pikadon and for Hektesh. You have to return the value of the item plus an additional Chomesh. And you have to bring a korban asham. So there we have a whole list of similarities. So again, the Gemara says, Adraba me'edut havale lemelech shekein. What's the similarity between edut and pikadon? Chet, right? Techta, techta. Hedyot, it applies to regular items, not hektesh items. Bishvua, they're both shvuot, whereas there's no shvua by me'ila. Tave v'chafre, they're both cases where there's a tovea and there's a denial of the claim, where that doesn't exist by me'ila. Ve'oin, and it has the o's, okay? So what do they answer? Hanach Nefishin. Okay, those are great. Okay, so now we're going to stop here for today. We'll pick up from the next one tomorrow. But we're still trying to figure out what's this choka. Because at this point, we haven't proven that there's any kind of choka. Because at this point, certainly with the last one, what did we just prove? That we could learn it from Me'ila, in which case we're going to say that he's actually chayav only shogeg and not mazid. And that they were trying to make fun of him. What do you mean it's only chayav shogeg? It's also mazid, just like Eidut. Okay? So first we tried to say it's also mushba, not just nishba, because we learned it from Eidut. We rejected that then because we said we didn't learn it from Gzeira Shava, we learned it from Kal Chomer within itself and not learning from there. And then this one we tried to say we learned it from, you learn it from Me'ila. Okay? So next time we'll try to figure out what the chukah is.